You ever hear of a carbuncle?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, a carbuncle usually is sore on the back of the neck, on the neck area.
Is it like a boil? Or?
Like a boil, yes.
How's it different?
Well, a carbuncle, I don't know, it used to be considered the forerunner of a cancer or something like that.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out?
The matter, a pus?
Mm-hmm. What about from a blister?
The water.
And if someone was shot or stabbed, you'd say, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
What's that?
The wound.
Uh-huh. And sometimes when a wound won't heal back right, you get sort of a skinless growth over it. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Cauterized.
Well, what do you call that, though? When horses get it a lot on their legs, I think. It's sort of a skinless growth over a sore.
A fistula?
There's some kind of flesh.
Oh, proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can cure proud flesh on a horse.
How do you cure it?
Well, hard work is the main thing. A proud flesh just keeps getting bigger and bigger and growing up. And if the horse walks in damp grass, it spreads faster.
Mm-hmm.
Dry him up good, and I've seen them that it'd be twice as big above the hoof as on his hoof.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to cut all of that proud flesh off until it bleeds. And you get to the live flesh. And you cut it off with a red hot iron. You just sear it off,
mm-hmm.
section at a time. And after you get that off, you wash it good with soap, warm water, and a little clear soap,
mm-hmm.
Castile soap or something like that, and put some ointment on it, a good animal fat ointment, like
mm-hmm.
Corona, or wool fat, or
mm-hmm.
hog lard, or something like that. You don't use Vaseline or a petroleum product because it'll burn. And on the third day you take that off with baking soda and warm water, hotter than the first time, and soap, and you paint it with battery acid.
Battery acid?
Mm-hmm. And when the battery acid begins to work, you've got to watch it pretty close. You've got to be careful because you splash it on you and it'll burn you. Then you wash it off with a hose with lots of pressure on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put about a pound of Arm & Hammer soda on the wound and wash all of that battery acid off
with a brush.
And then you rub it with Corona, but you got to get all that acid off. If you don't, it'll keep burning. And then you put some more Corona and dry it good, and put some more Corona on it. Never wrap it.
What is Corona?
Corona is wool fat.
Wool?
Wool fat, lanolin.
Uh-huh.
It's a horse
mm-hmm.
preparation for horse medicine. But I use it for the kids, chapped lips or anything like that. It's very good.
And you shouldn't wrap it, huh?
No, never wrap it. And every day you wash it and put some clean wool fat on it. Lanolin. I used to buy the lanolin at a wholesale drug in jars about 2 pounds. They were about that big and that big, but they were glass, and I'd have to put that in a tin container because around the horse.